Blondie with Maria. You're with BBC Radio Gloucestershire. I'm Jo Durrant, looking after things for David Smith this week and next. And it is always a pleasure to have your company. And you will know, we all love to celebrate this. Gloucester has a very proud rugby heritage. I'll tell you now, I'm, you know, been a Cherry and Whites fan for a long time because it's in my blood. My great-grandfather played rugby for Gloucester. Something that I actually got to explore probably about 10 years ago now, I would say. Time does go marching on, doesn't it? There's a special project that's been running, I would say, for more than a decade, but I'm sure my next guest will tell me exactly how long it's been going for. It's the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Charity. So there's an archive of memorabilia and memories. There are player profiles on a dedicated website, and a number of books have been published. And the third one is just about to come out. I have it in front of me now. It's lovely, and it's got utter jubilation on the front of it because it's called Gloucester Up for the Cup, Gloucester Rugby in Cup Competitions. And we have a player on the front. Mark will tell me who that is in a minute, lifting up a big trophy. So the person who's written this is Malcolm King, who is the chair of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Charity, and he joins me in the studio this lunchtime. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jo. Nice to see you again.
I know. Now, I was thinking it's probably in more than a decade, isn't it, that we've known one another?
Because I think so, yeah.
You did a bit of family history research for me. You did a special series about my great-grandfather.
On the Spears family.
Yes, yeah. Who played rugby for Gloucester. And I think then there was an uncle as well that we discovered that we didn't know. So that was wonderful to delve into that. And I think for a lot of people, I mean, like me, Gloucester-born and bred, have this connection and this passion for rugby and may well, like myself, have had family members who played for the club. And this is the sort of thing that you really celebrate, don't you, as part of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Charity?
Yeah. We've been operating as Gloucester Rugby Heritage since 2007. It all started with the demolition of the stand. I say, actually, what a pleasure it is to be on the radio with you, Jo, with all your Gloucester heritage and Blondie at the same time. It's like a dream.
Oh, you're a Blondie fan, are you, Mark?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Well, I hope we've got some more music coming out like a bit later. Like the Beatles?
Well, yeah, not as much as Blondie.
OK, all right, then. Well, I've got one tick in the box there. So you've... I remember when we talked, first of all, you were saying that when the redevelopment of the stand happened, that all of this wonderful archive was just kind of unearthed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just stuff that had been put down in the bowels of the stand, where at least it kept dry, and it was all going in the skip. But one of the demolition contractors fortunately said, should we be throwing all this away? And Gary Little, who was the community manager at the time, passed by and he said, no, I'll go and talk to the archives. And they did an emergency rescue. And I was asked by the county archivist to have a look at this material. We found it was a real wealth going back to the 19th century.
And so what's now happened to that material?
It depends what it is. All of the photographs and documents are in the Gloucestershire archives. So they'll be available there, properly preserved and available for generations in the future. Artifacts like blazers and caps and things like that we've kept at King's Home, and as many as possible we display there. We've also done a lot of displays of the history of the club all around the stadium, as I expect you've seen when you've been there.
And I mean, it does have that real community feel, doesn't it? Whether you go along as a supporter or you've got that kind of family connection, you know, when you go to the club, you get that sense of the history and the pride as well, don't you?
Yeah, and having now spent 12 or 13 years delving into this and doing ever more, it seems. I mean, we never thought this project would last this long. What's apparent is that sense of community and the rugby club being at the heart of Gloucester does go back right to the early days, after the formation of the club in 1873. And it's just gone on for generations and generations.
And there are so many great stories that you must have now, because of working on the project for so long, have uncovered.
Oh, that's true, yes.
And so you've already brought out two books before this one that we're going to talk about?
Well, the first one we brought out was a little sort of 40-page coffee table book, which was the first things that really made an impression. You know, the photos we like best, the stories we like best. And then we got serious about recording the history of the club. And the first major book, hardback, that we produced was on King's Home, the ground, the history of the ground. The second one was on representative rugby, all the international sides and barbarians and county matches and so on that have played at King's Home over the years. And this third one is on the cup matches.
Well, we will talk about that in just a moment. Briefly, before we get a bit of music from the Beatles, were you at the game last night, Mark?
I was indeed.
We won't dwell on it because obviously not a great result for Gloucester. But as a supporter, and I know you've been supporting them for a long time, I've come to join you sometimes very early in the morning with bacon butters, and not me making the butters, I'm Mark making the butters, with supporters talking about big games when you're going off following them. You know, you follow Gloucester all over the place, don't you? And it, you know, you get the good days, which you're going to talk about with the book, but also the not so great days as well.
Yes, that's right. And I have to say, you know, the last few weeks have been pretty frustrating, clearly for players, coaches and fans alike. And unfortunately, last night didn't break the present problem.
Well, we'll try and lift your spirits. If you were at the game last night and you may be feeling a little bit down in the dumps about it, we will talk about some past glories, which will hopefully inspire us all in just a few minutes.
Because we love stories.